Greetings everyone and welcome to Quality News, and this is June number one. Cathy Balder here with you. As you know, we're working through in 2022 my 10 characteristics of effective quality and clinical governance systems, and I'm looking at what I know for almost sure about what makes these effective or not. And in June, we'll explore the fourth of 10 characteristics, which is an effective quality and clinical governance system clarifies everyone's specific role in high quality care across the whole organisation, either directly creating high quality experiences or supporting others to create them. What I know for almost sure about this is most executives and managers think, or like to think, that people in their organisations are clear about their roles in creating high quality care, until they ask them. In human services, we tolerate a lot more ambiguity about responsibilities for a safe or quality service than other high risk service industries. There seems to be an assumption that people should just know, but many don't. The problem with a lack of clarity is that staff are the creators of the quality point of care experience. If they're not clear about what that means, it's unlikely that they'll be doing the things they need to do to create quality care. Lack of clarity leads to a lack of proactivity and a lack of confidence. How I know it? Well, in my line of work, I'm always asking staff about their role in quality care, and the answers generally don't fill me with a sense of clarity. Most staff respond with a mix of, I don't know, I just do what I'm told. I have to meet standards. I do audits. I report incidents. Some are more specific. I collect the data for the department quality meeting. Sometimes, but much less frequently, they talk about their contribution to the point of care experience. From my perspective, we're sending messages to staff that engagement in the quality system is the main thing, when it should be how they contribute to the point of care experience in their daily work. That's the main thing. Of course, we want them to be involved in monitoring and improvement, but as part of improving their contribution to the point of care experience, not just as an end in itself. There's no point engaging with a quality audit in the morning and then providing poor care in the afternoon. Could this happen? It does, every day. So what can you do? Responsibilities for the point of care experience at each level of the organisation should be laid out in your clinical governance framework and then reflected in position descriptions. Everyone who works in a human service, be it direct care or management or corporate, has a job in that organisation because it's required to support quality care in some way. Yet it often seems that some people provide the care, and then there are a whole lot of other people performing completely unrelated tasks. Clear roles in position descriptions can only exist if you first clearly identified what a quality point of care experience means in your organisation, so that everyone can relate what they do to achieve it. Once a specific "my role in quality care" statement is included in position descriptions, everything can flow from that. Professional development, performance review, training, promotion, these can all be designed to support individuals to fulfill their direct or support role in the point of care experience. Systems and standards can also be implemented to help staff enact their role. Role clarity builds confidence and proactivity, but we also need to build a support system around those roles to give people the best chance of success. More than any other quality and clinical governance system, clear and supported roles in creating quality care, I believe, have the greatest impact on improving the consumer experience, quality of care, and quality of life, and staff satisfaction as a bonus, which I'll cover in June edition number two. Are your staff crystal clear about their role in point of care? And what I know for almost sure about effective quality professionals. A successful quality professional is part of a great care quest movie crew. What's the quality care story in your organisation? What's the plot? Depending which research you look at, there are 6 or 7 basic movie plot lines. Striving for great care for every person every time is the quest plot. A bit like Lord of the Rings or Star Wars, there is a critical goal to achieve and many challenges along the way requiring teamwork, innovation, and courage. Effective quality professionals know that they are essential members of the great care movie crew. Managers and staff are the actors, the executive directs, and the board produces. But it can't happen without the crew. The great quality professionals help with the script writing, filming, scene setup, actor coaching, special effects, and production. They have the quest for great care storyline clearly in their heads and know exactly what needs to be done to complete the story and make a great movie. They know their role and everyone else's, so they can support the actors, directors, and producers to shine in their quest for great care with every consumer. That's it for Quality News June 1. Thanks for listening. See you next time.